Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Ian Kenny, VP of Product Engineering for Kemp Technologies. Welcome, Ian.
Hi, Allison. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We have long wanted to have Kemp back on the program, so I'm glad that you're joining us today. Why don't you just give us a brief background on Kemp and your role as VP of Product Engineering?
Okay, no problem at all. Kemp has been around since the early 2000s. We make application delivery controllers of all shapes and flavors. That includes hardware appliances, virtual cloud, all of the usual things that you'd expect. We've long been focused on x86 and Intel architectures, and my role at Kemp is to basically oversee the whole R&D group. So we have bases in the US, in Ireland, and in Germany, etc. So we have quite a wide, diverse team. It keeps me occupied.
Now, obviously, Kemp has seen this transition to moving network infrastructure onto industry standard hardware, and you've been working with Intel for quite a few years on that transition. Can you tell me a little bit about what that means in terms of these delivery of network appliances and the flexibility and new capabilities that we're bringing to the network?
Obviously, as Intel continues to move forward their technology base, whether it's number of cores or speed of cores from the basic processors through some of the more differentiated services in the market and coming to the market through integration of different networking technologies, security technologies, virtualization, acceleration technologies. All of these things are things that Kemp have relied on. And what we've really seen over the last few years is as we've transitioned to multi-socket boxes, high numbers of core count boxes, we've seen a really good scaling in terms of our performance of our appliances because of the flexibility of working with x86 systems rather than relying on ASIC-type hardware-based systems that are still popular in some segments.
Tell me a little bit about Kemp Solutions and how you guys see yourselves providing the unique value proposition to the market.
The key thing from our perspective, I suppose, is that software is definitely winning in terms of how people are delivering infrastructure or delivering applications, whether it's applications on your phone or email client or your CRM tool or some other kind of business process. These are ultimately all applications. People are seeking to deploy those faster with greater scale, different locations. You know, the day of a company or a set of companies being only in one location is pretty small. People are definitely scaling up more or even taking on things like the cloud. So the spirit of the application delivery controller and the, shall we say, an L7 intelligent application delivery controller only becomes more and more relevant as people want to publish more workloads, to protect those workloads, maybe through kind of authentication or pre-authentication into those workloads, etc. And Kemp is really at the forefront of seeking to work in those spaces because of our historic focus on software and being that kind of software application delivery controller.
We've gone from talking about virtualized networks and SDN to actually deploying solutions based on this. What has the transition been like and what uptick are you seeing in the market now that we've hit 2016?
Kemp has seen this go from being very early explorers, people wondering about the technology. I mean, we've been delivering our SDN adaptive technology for definitely well over a year, 18 months at this point, in kind of production type environments. Once again, definitely still early in the sense of it's not rolled out into every network size, every network topology, but people are much more familiar with the terms, much more familiar with the conversation, and this has really been a kind of an important step, and we see that through some of the shows and events and other things as well. It is definitely a practical, deployable solution.
Now, obviously, network performance is incredibly important, and customers looking at virtualized solutions want to ensure that they're not leaving any performance on the table. Can you tell me a little bit about recent reports on the Kemp products' performance characteristics? I know that they were good.
We did some work recently with ESG And we've produced a report. You can get it from our website. And really that is all about stating and then reviewing the fact of running our, what we call our bare metal load balancer, which is the idea that you can take essentially an ISO image, for want of a term, and running that directly on a standard x86 appliance or server platform. And that's actually was very, very popular, very, very positive for Kemp, hence why I like to talk about it. One of the quotes I always liked actually from quite far down in the report is Kemp delivered near linear price performance scalability, reflecting the advantages of software-based solutions leveraging standard x86 hardware. So, I mean, that's reflected well for us as we've continued to have this commitment to running on open standard kind of appliances or server platforms, which are able to scale with cores and networking.
When we look at integration of open source solutions into the networking stack, can you tell me a little bit about how you worked with Intel in that capacity?
Yeah, of course. One of the projects that's been running pretty well is the ONP, pre-integrating a number of open source components, all built around OpenStack, to allow developers as well as people who are actually seeking to deploy this in the wild to take a kind of pre-integrated stack and to be able to then develop value or test out all of the different components that would fall within that OpenStack-based open framework. And Kemp's been longstanding supporter of OpenStack with the LBAS plugin and other things like that. And we've been working with Intel on that program as part of our commitment to the broader ecosystem of developers.
What is the importance for industry collaboration, and what does the Network Builders Program bring to bear when you're engaging with such a cross-section of industry leaders to drive these solutions to market?
The key thing for me is that ecosystems are vital. Each company obviously seeks to add its own unique flavor to the particular kind of platforms it's selling. In our case of Kemp, it's application delivery. But obviously, if we can work closely with a vendor that's providing x86-based servers, we're able to collaborate with them through the Network Builders Program or through people building high-performance hardware acceleration devices in terms of adapters, et cetera, or maybe it's DPDK, maybe it's some QuickAssist, maybe it's the virtualization technologies. All of these things are able to come together into a very broad-based ecosystem. And the Network Builders, which we've been part of since late 2014, is something that's really allowed us to do that, whether it's through shows and events or speaking directly with the Intel development teams themselves. It's certainly been a value and a benefit to Kemp.
If folks want to find out more about the solutions that you're bringing to market, where should they go for more information?
www.kemptechnologies.com. From there, you can download the ESG report, or you can download a virtual appliance and deploy it, try out our application delivery controller, or try our SDN adaptive technology. And that's all available in the product that you can download from the website and be running it today, right now.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks, Allison. Look forward to talking to you again soon.